We've got an interesting piece of legislation in the state of Maryland we'd like to talk about with you real quick. And joining us to tell us about it is Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega. She's with the Maryland House of Delegates, the minority whip there. Delegate Shalega, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Really glad to have you. So tell us in brief what this is about. This involves allowing church members to carry a gun if the church gives them permission.
Sure. So you think about a church, of course, just looking back at what happened in Texas and that horrible shooting and madman that killed those folks in church, and go to Charleston, you can see that churches are a place where people are vulnerable. Of course, when you think about actually when you're in church, your back is to the door, you're facing the front, you don't know who's coming in. And so in order to help churches protect, and we're talking mosque, synagogue, church, any place of worship, to protect their parishioners, a pastor or a pastoral board or church governing board will, once my bill passes, be able to allow law-abiding private citizens who want to and can carry a firearm in church to do so.
Do you have support in the House of Delegates to get a bill like this passed?
You know, I'm working with Sheriff Jeff Gaylor from Harford County. He brought the bill to Senator Wayne Norman and myself in response to some pastors that had reached out to him. So right now we're working on building support. I think it may need to be a county-by-county thing because, you know, hey, think about rural counties in southern Maryland where they don't have a big law enforcement team. It could take 15, 20 minutes for someone to get to an incident like what happened in Texas.
And this would require you to have the written permission of the congregation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, you can't get a handgun today without an HQL, so you have to, you know, have some training before you can even have a handgun today. And then the pastoral board or pastor, whomever the governing body is, would say, yes, we want to participate in this program, or no, we don't. And then at that point, they can determine who would be someone that would be able to protect their church body.
So in effect, this would allow the church to sort of deputize somebody to be kind of almost like an air marshal to be in and to be in the church environment with them and be
hey,
and have a gun.
I love the way you said that. Absolutely. And, you know, there are churches today where in my church, I have a number of law enforcement officers that are church members. And I think they probably have a firearm with them when they're in church, not in duty uniform, but on their off day on a Sunday.
Right.
And they obviously can carry a concealed carry weapon because they're law enforcement. They have all the permits. So anyone in the congregation that currently has a carry permit can do that. But as
gotcha.
You know, in Maryland, it's so difficult to get a carry permit.
That's true.
And you know, we let people have a carry permit if they're carrying money. We think that being able to protect people is more important than money.
All right, Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega, thank you very much for sharing this update with us this morning. We'll keep tracking this as your legislation moves along.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. 751 now on WMAL.